to lay around. I want to rest in the presence of the Lord, just like a little old puppy wags his tail when he's happy. I got the joy of the Lord. Presence of the Lord, just like a little old puppy wags his tail when he's happy. I got the joy of the Lord.
Melanie, and I need Miss Violet May. They're going to help me out with an activity. So I'm going to have you both stand right here, and I'll be right back with something. All right. So now we both know that when we play with Play-Doh, what is the one thing that we don't do with different colors of Play-Doh? Mix them up. That's right. Well, I have some mixed up Play-Doh and goo here. So we're going to see if we can separate them. So we're going to have a little competition between Miss Violet and Miss Melanie to see who can separate the colors first, okay? So I'll give you the Play-Doh, Miss Violet. All right, and Miss Melanie, you get the goo.
Excellent.
All right, I'm gonna have you back up a little bit. The mics are out of the way. Here we go. All right, so I'm gonna count down from 30, and you have to try to get the colors as separated as possible, okay? All right, on your mark, get set, go. 30. 29, 28, get some cheers on, 26, 6, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ooh, do those look separated, do you think? I mean, a little bit, but not too much. All right, let's give a hand for our volunteers. Thank you so much. You got to put it back in there, yeah. All right. Now, kiddos, if you look in your coloring books. All right, have a seat, Violet. Thank you. If you look into your coloring books, kiddos, you'll notice that we talked about the Play-Doh in there. And it's going to be important to remember what we did with the Play-Doh, because as you noticed, it didn't really get separated, did it? It's still all mixed up together. This one still has the pink and blue everywhere. This one's still the pink and purple everywhere. We couldn't get the Play-Doh or the slime separated once the colors were all mixed in. It's going to be important to remember that, because later when I get up here and do our chapel lesson, I'm going to talk about this again. All right. We're going to have a few announcements now. So Mr. Steve is going to come up and share an announcement, and then Pastor Jared.
Good morning, and welcome to Ridgeland Church this morning. We're happy to have you. This morning wraps up a very... a month in the life of the church, not just our church, but churches across the country, but it's very special to us. This is Pastor Appreciation Sunday. This is a time that we get to show our pastors how much we love and appreciate them. I'd like to ask Pastor Jared and Macy and Emma Jane, and then Pastor Mitch and Violet, if you all would come up. You know, a year and a half ago, by the way, this is Debbie. She's a co-board member with me on the church board here. A year and a half ago, we called Pastor Jared to our church, and we had a bunch of ideas of changes that we wanted to make, our church more acceptable to the people in our neighborhood, and Pastor Jared has done just that. So this morning, you just want to take this moment and say thank you very much for all your love and support of our church, and we do love and appreciate you. Yeah, thank you. Those of you who know Mitch is part of our daycare. I don't think he knew how much he was going to be involved in the praise team when he when he interviewed, but he's been an important asset both in the daycare and on our morning worship service. Pastor Mitch, I just want to say thank you for being here, and we love and appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
At this time, I'm going to turn the microphone over to Debbie, and we're going to have a short prayer for our pastors.
Okay, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we come to you with grateful hearts, and we come humbly, Lord. We're so thankful for giving this church, Pastor Jared and Mitch, to lead us, to guide us, and all the new things. We're so thankful for all the things that have happened so far, so quickly. It's been amazing, and we thank you, Lord, for guiding and directing. We just come to you, God. We know that you are the creator and the provider at everything. We all love you because you first loved us. It's all about you. And I just pray, God, that you would bless Pastor Jared as he leads our church continually now as we go forward, that he could be sensitive to you and that you would bless him and his family and Mitch and his family all along the way, helping them, God, to whatever it is that you put before them, always remind them that it's you doing it through them and that they can do it. They can be strong and courageous in whatever you would have for them to do. We just want to give you all the glory and thank you for blessing our church so wonderfully with these two guys. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. It really is a pleasure to serve here. If you haven't met, my name is Jared Ritchie. I serve as the lead pastor here at Ridgeland Church. And I just have a few announcements before we just continue on into our worship service. I came up here without a bulletin, so I'm going to do it off of my out of my memory, which could be bad. Coming up, so yesterday we had Fall Fest, which was an incredible time together. We had between 400 and 500 of our neighbors come through yesterday, and so we had a blast. Pony rides were a hit, and the petting zoo and the traveling zoo. So if you smell animal in the sanctuary, that happened in here yesterday. So once again, if you came yesterday, thank you so much for coming. Coming up, we are jumping into our family series, we're calling it, Solid Ground, today. And then also we have, which is crazy to think, Advent, the Christmas season, is literally like 4 weeks away. So we are excited to jump into that. And then I think the next thing, if you guys don't know, we are hosting a holiday bazaar, which is on December 17th. So we have almost 40 crafters and vendors that have signed up that are going to be all throughout the building and everything. So I think that's our next big thing coming up. So once again, thank you so much for being here. Let me pray, and then we'll jump in to continue our worship service. God, we are so grateful that we get to come together and we get to be led in worship by your littlest ones. And so, God, we are grateful for that, and we are grateful to be able to come together and worship you and to be with each other and connect with each other in your name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, please go ahead and stand with us as we continue in worship. We're going to be singing some songs together this morning.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. My chains are gone, I've been set free. God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine, will be forever mine. You are forever mine.
Amen. Amen.
Who tells the sun to rise every morning, colors the sky with the shades of His glory, wakes us with mercy and love, Jesus does. Who holds the orphan, comforts the widow, cries for injustice, feels every sorrow, carries the pain of His children, Jesus does.
So we sing praise to the Father who gave us the Son, and praise to the Spirit who's living in us. When I was a sinner, he saved me from who I was. 'Cause that's what Jesus does.
Who understands the heart of the sinner? Showers his grace over all our mistakes, washes us clean with his blood, Jesus does. Who sings the song of sweet forgiveness? Who stole the keys to hell and the grave? Who has the power to save? Jesus does.
Praise to the Father who gave us the Son, and praise to the Spirit who's living in us. When I was a sinner, he saved me from who I was. 'Cause that's what Jesus does.
Oh, what a friend, oh, what a Savior.
Father who gave us the Son, and praise to the Spirit who's living in us. When I was a sinner, he saved me from who I was. So we sing praise to the Father who gave us the Son, and praise to the Spirit who's living in us. When I was a sinner, who I was, 'cause that's what Jesus does.
Jesus, we thank you that you do those things for us, that you draw us near to you. God, we ask that you would be with us today and open up our hearts for you. In your name we pray all these things, amen. You may be seated.
All right, good morning again. Welcome to Ridgeland Church. As we've shared, we're so excited to have everyone here. Again, I'm Mr. Mitchell. When I do my teaching, typically I'm teaching chapel to the little kiddos. And so we generally start off chapel the same way, which is I get their attention and I say, all right, kids, time to hold up our listening ears. So everyone, let's hold up our listening ears. Everyone, big kids, little kids, grown kids. Grown our kids, we're all up in the ears, and we're going to put them on in 1, 2, 3. Click, click. All right. Listening ears are on for this morning's chapel. I'm so excited to be here with you today. One of my all-time favorite things is working with the kids and chapel, as many of them will tell you. We have a great time with songs like the dog song, doing fun activities, and still learning more and more about how much God loves us and cares about us. And so today I want to talk about this. I want to talk about learning in and of itself. Because I say listen all the time. I'm sure you, anyone who's a parent, you say, kids, listen up, listen. Teachers say listen. All my teachers in the room, you know how many times a day you probably say listen. It's a lot. Now, kids, why do we say listen so much? Why do we think listening is important? We hear it all the time. Even adults and grown-ups hear it all the time. Why is listening important? Well, listening is a key part of learning. Yeah. We listen well so we can learn well. And there's lots of things to always learn. But kids, does it ever feel like we as kids are the ones that are always having to learn and listen? Does it feel like that sometimes? What about grown-ups and parents? Do you think grown-ups and parents learn and listen too? All my little kiddos, do we think they listen and learn too? Yeah, I saw someone shaking no. I saw some heads nodding yes. Well, we want to talk about this during our series, Solid Ground, because the first thing we need to understand is really, what does it mean to listen and learn so we can navigate well? And that's going to be about today. So kiddos, you have your coloring book. For all those who have them, you can follow along with notes for my message And parents, you're allowed to sneak a peek at what they're learning. Okay? It's okay. But we're going to be talking about something, a book called the Book of Proverbs. Now, if you are familiar with the Bible, you know Proverbs is this collection of all these sayings. If you're not familiar with the Book of Proverbs, it's a collection of a lot of wise sayings. Some of them were written all together. Some of them are just different proverbs put together into one book and collected over a series of time. But Proverbs can be a really good place to start talking about what does it mean to learn and listen. Because when we talk about learning and listening, we have to remember that we don't do it just by ourselves. We do it within a group. We do it within families. We do it within schools and communities. We learn together. So how do we learn together as a family? What does that look like? What does that mean? Well, Proverbs gives us a little bit of guidance. So we're going to be in Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. Kids, you have it already in your coloring book. For adults, you can pull it up, but I will let you know we're using a very different translation of this. This is a paraphrase of Proverbs that I put together specifically for kids ages 3 through 6. So this is Proverbs 4, 1 through 9. We're going to see what Proverbs has to say, what the Bible has to say about learning. Here it goes. Children, listen to what your parents tell you. It can be really helpful. I'm teaching you some important lessons. Don't forget them. When I was little, I learned from my parents. They said, listen to what we say. Don't forget what we teach you. Learn about wisdom. Learn about how to use it. Don't forget what we teach you. Think of wisdom like your closest friend. Keep her with you at all times, and she'll help you. How do you start to get wisdom? Tell yourself you need it and ask others to show you what to do with it. Use wisdom and people will thank you for it. Always hold wisdom close to you. Use wisdom and it'll be like someone gives you a beautiful crown and priceless jewels to wear. So kids, this is pretty clear. We learn from grown-ups. We learn from the grown-ups around us. We learn from our parents. We learn from grandparents. We learn from all the grown-ups around us. And grown-ups, ooh, we have a big responsibility. We have to not only teach wisdom, we have to live out wisdom. Well, that doesn't seem easy at all. You see, for me being a parent with my daughter Violet, she's 6. I remember many years ago when I was teaching her, I realized it was a lot easier to give a rule than it was to start saying why we should follow some of these things or why we do certain things. And this became apparent when, about the age of 2, she started figuring out she could throw things. And I said, we have a rule, Violet, we don't throw things. And this lasted about 2 weeks until I was cleaning up in a hurry one day, and I picked up something, and I threw it to the side, and she looked at me. And I realized, oops, I just broke the rule that I made. You see, it's a lot easier to say, Violet, we don't throw things, than to go, Violet, we don't throw most things. Some things can be thrown. Sometimes things are for throwing, and other times things are not for throwing. Violet, some things you should throw, some things you should never throw. It's a lot harder to explain that. And at 2, it's maybe also not really easy to kind of break down the logic to a 2-year-old. It's a lot easier to give the rule. But see, this also can seem to be a trend that we get into as we get older. And as kids get older, we sometimes still fall into the trap of just giving rules. Violet is 6, and she can understand that different things can or cannot be thrown. But I still sometimes end up finding myself saying, don't throw things. I have to qualify that. See, it's a lot easier to give someone a very strict rule or give someone a very blanket of to do, not to do, than it is to teach something like wisdom, which wisdom could best be understood as knowing when, how, and why we do certain things. Knowing when, how, and why we do certain things. And see, wisdom is a lot harder to teach because it might be different for each situation. See, we don't throw a glass plate, but we do throw a ball if we're outside. So we got to know when we throw something, how we throw it, and why. Why are we throwing it? But in this version of Proverbs, it's very strict about telling parents, you teach kids, and kids, you listen to your parents. But grown-ups, how do we learn? How do grown-ups learn? How do parents learn? Kids, do you think parents know everything automatically as soon as they become parents? No. We don't. We have to learn. But that's not in the scripture we just read. It said children listen to what your parents tell you. It talked about kids listening to parents. Well, what if you're a parent, but you're also a child? What if you're just an older sibling? What if you're the aunt, the uncle, the cousin, the grandparent? What if you don't, if you're grown up, but you don't have kids? What do we do? How does this apply to us? Is it all just kids learning from parents and parents teaching kids? Well, let's think back to something. And I told you to look out for this. Remember the Play-Doh and the goo that we had at the beginning, my friends? For all my little friends, were we able to separate those from each other? No. No, we couldn't separate those, could we? They were stuck together. No matter how much time they had given them, I know I gave them only 30 seconds, but even if they'd had more than that, they wouldn't have been able to have separated them. Well, that's because once those two things are mixed together, they're not going to be separate. They're going to always be mashed together. Well, you know what? That's a little bit what it is with this. You see, you're never going to be just the child learning, and you're never going to be just the adult teaching. You're going to be doing both at the same time sometimes. If you ask any parent or teacher in here, my little friends, they're going to let you know that they learn a lot from their kids and students. And you know what? There's a lot of times where kids can teach other kids. And then there's adults who learn from other adults. And sometimes they trade places and teach each other different things. You see, it's not really so much as a strict thing as you're always going to be learning or you're always going to be teaching, or you'll change one day from being a learner to a teacher. You're going to be those things all the time. Now, for kiddos, my kid friends, okay, that's something to look forward to, that you get to teach more. For my adult grown-up friends, how often do we sometimes forget that we're supposed to keep learning? How often do we forget sometimes that we never stop learning, that we're always going to have someone else we can learn from? We're always going to have someone else who can teach us something. We're always going to have someone else who can show us something. And that if we ever get to a point where we say, well, I've learned everything I can, and I'm just going to be the teacher, that we, well, might not be as good a teacher because we're not going to keep learning. And this world keeps changing. This world keeps growing. This world keeps getting more and more complicated. There's a lot of things to learn, a lot more things to learn. So with that, the answer to the question about, well, how do you know if you're the learner or the teacher, it's really understanding that you're both. You're both at all times, at every time. You're going to be learning, you're going to be teaching. You're going to be learning, and you're going to be teaching. And now, with this, there's two reminders I want to give when we talk about this as we move into the series the next couple of weeks. And that is two things. One, we don't talk about navigating family stuff. We don't talk about, hey, we need to keep learning as we teach. We don't say this because we think anyone's bad at family. It's not trying to say, oh gosh, wow, y'all haven't done too well. We need to help you. No, we just want to acknowledge that family can be difficult at times. Family is not always easy. We don't always know how to navigate some of the things that happen within our families. And that's okay. This is why we continue to learn. We continue to learn so we can know what to do. The second thing we want to remember is there's not always going to be a right answer. That's kind of scary to learn as an adult. It's really scary to learn as an adult, that there's not always going to be a specific right answer for every situation. Sometimes you just need to have the best principle or something to guide you so you can figure out what you need to do. And that's what we're going to be sharing over the next couple weeks, is not so much answers. We wish we had the answers. It'd be great if we had answers on all these things of, this happens, you do this. No, but we can a lot of times give you some sort of guidance or a principle to go by. That's what a lot is in a lot of Proverbs and other wisdom literature from the Bible. It's just guidance, some things to go. If you're in situations like these, here's some things to consider. Here's some ideas to consider. So we want to talk about all of that over the next couple of weeks. We want to continue to learn and grow because, truth be told, we are all a learning and growing community. You know, for all of us here at Ridgeland Church, for all of us who are part of it through being here on Sunday mornings, through being here during the week at Little Lights Academy, who is a part of the Ridgeland Church family, we are a learning and growing community. And we will learn best when we can learn and grow together, understanding that there are so many more things that all of us have to learn and so many more things that all of us have to teach each other. And we want to strive to do that together. So we're going to be looking at that over the next several weeks with Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and other wisdom literature. And we're going to be learning how we can navigate questions of faith, questions of social issues, and questions of crisis. We want to thank you so much for being here today. Thank you for taking part in our Family Sunday. And I want to encourage you to learn and grow together. So I'm going to close out in prayer, and we'll head out for the day. Let's pray together. Jesus, we thank you so much that you're here with us. We thank you so much for the love you give us. We thank you, Lord, that you provide guidance. God, as we continue on into the rest of this year, please lead us, Lord. Please give us eyes to see your way. Please give us the wisdom we need in the moments we need it. May we continue to learn well. May we continue to grow well. May we continue, Lord, to honor and glorify you with all that we say and all that we do. We love you, Jesus. And it's in your wonderful, holy, and precious name we ask all these things of the Father above. Amen. Amen. Thank you again so much for being here today. We're so glad to have you together with our Risen family. Be blessed this week.